"You've planned it all very neatly, whether they are the right men or not," said Jones. "But if the affair were in my hands, I should have had a body of police in Jacob's Yard and arrested them when they came down, which would have been never. This man Small is a pretty shrewd fellow. He would send a scout on ahead, and if anything made him suspicious, he would lie snug for another week."
"But you might have stuck to Mordecai Smith and so been led to their hiding place," said I.
"In that case, I should have wasted my day. I think that it is 100 to 1 against Smith knowing where they live. As long as he has liquor and good pay, why should he ask questions? They send him messages what to do. No, I thought over every possible course, and this is the best."
While this conversation had been proceeding, we had been shooting the long series of bridges which span the Thames. As we passed the city, the last rays of the sun were gilding the cross upon the summit of St. Paul's. It was twilight before we reached the tower.
"That is Jacobson's Yard," said Holmes,
pointing to a bristle of masts and rigging on the Surrey side.
"Cruise gently up and down here under cover of this string of lighters."
He took a pair of night glasses from his pocket and gazed some time at the shore.
"I see my sentry at his post," he remarked, "but no sign of a handkerchief."
"Suppose we go downstream a short way and lie in wait for them," said Jones eagerly.